Welcome in to the Phil's In 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Monday, April 29th, 2024. The Phillies swept their way through a fine weekend trip to San Diego, winning all three games in fairly comfortable fashion with some more starting pitching and a whole lot of home runs. They've run their win streak to four overall. Let's ring the bell as the Phillies keep rolling on the road. And we'll recap the games. Starting pitching in the long ball would be the story of the weekend of the Phillies in San Diego, and they wasted absolutely no time as Kyle Schwarber took Joe Musgrove deep in the first at-bat of the game of the weekend. It was one of five homers for the Phillies on Friday with Harper, Marsh, and Nick Castellanos joining the party. That's Nick's first long drive of the year. All right. JT Realmuto also sent one into the upper deck in the seventh inning to cap the scoring for the Phillies as they would cruise to a 9-3 victory behind eight solid frames from Aaron Nola and a nice power surge. Nola struck out 10 while allowing three runs to earn the win. Saturday, Ranger Suarez dang near did it again. He ran his scoreless streak to 32 innings overall before finally surrendering a run, a solo homer in the bottom of the eighth of Saturday's game. Still, he completed the frame, gave the Phillies another marvelous performance. Eight innings, one run on three hits with eight strikeouts. Alec Bohm went 2-for-4 with a homer and four RBI. Trey Turner went 3-for-5, and Jeff Hoppin wrapped things up emphatically on the mound with three strikeouts and a perfect ninth to close out the 5-1 win. Another short game for Ranger Suarez, just under 2 hours and 15 minutes. It is awesome to watch him work on the mound right now. And then Sunday, Taiwan Walker returned to the Phil's rotation and pitched better than his final line would show. Thanks to a few shaky calls from the home plate umpire, he ended up allowing six earned runs over six and a third innings pitched while he grabbed his first win of the season, his first start of the season. He was hurt in the third with three runs after he thought he had struck out Jurickson and Profar to end the inning. He would walk Profar and eventually give up a double and then a two-run home run right after that. The bats, though, would bail him out with another barrage of home runs. This time, an ice-cold Bryson Stott breaking out of his slump to lead the way. He cranked a pair of two-run dingers against Michael King, each following up the rare Nick Castellanos walk. He walked three times on Sunday. Nick walked three times, and two of them were followed up with Stott home runs. JT Realmuto chased King from the game with a three-run shot of his own, and then Walker allowed a three-run bomb before he exited. So things got a little tight, even though the Phillies put up some runs on this one. A well-rested Jose Alvarado was up to the task and closed in the game without issue. That's 3-for-3 in SD. Let's ring it again. And our key takeaway: a month into the season, we are shocked at the Phillies that are in the mix for some end-of-season hardware. How about Ranger Suarez pitching like a Cy Young contender through his first six starts? They've all been all wins for the Phillies. He's got a 5-0 record with five straight quality starts. Ranger's got 40 strikeouts, five walks on the year, 1.32 ERA, and a minuscule 0.63 whip over his first 41 frames. Simply amazing stuff from Ranger, and he works quickly. That's the fun thing, too. These games end very quickly. The bullpen stays rested. On the offensive side of things, Alec Bohm has emerged seemingly out of nowhere as a legit MVP candidate. He's batting .521 over his current 12-game hit streak with 10 doubles, 3 homers, and a 365, 441, 615 slash overall, 26 runs batted in on the year. That's good for second in the National League. And he's also stepped it up in the field, making this lineup look a lot more dangerous than some might have expected. Love to see the growth and maturity from Bohm. All right, some news and notes. Ricardo Pinto was designated for assignment as Taiwan Walker returned. They need a 40-man roster spot. Pinto, we will remember, came up and gave us that heroic effort his first game with the Phillies, and it's been kind of a disaster after that. So thanks, Ricardo. We'll probably see you again sometime in the future. All right, a quick look around the NL East. The Braves took 2 of 3 from the Guardians this week, walking it off on Sunday to win the series. They head across the country to visit the struggling Mariners on Monday. The Nationals won 3 against the Marlins this weekend. They wrapped their series on Monday, and we'll head to the Rangers next. Of course, the Marlins Lost three to the Nats. They've lost six straight overall. They got one more crack at Washington before hosting Colorado this week. And the Mets got one win against the Cardinals Sunday, but they dropped the series 2-1. And they open a series with the Cubs on Monday. Up next for the Phils, they head up the freeway to visit the Angels for three games in Anaheim. Some more late baseball for the East Coasters. Mike Trout, the star of the team. Hopefully, maybe he'll be the star of our team in a little bit of time. Mike Trout is having a power resurgence, leading the league in home runs. And the Angels are finally getting a little bit of something from Joe Adell, top prospect of years gone by. But they're 10-18 in the bottom half of the league, an average at 240 runs per game as well. And the team ERA is just 5.01, which ranks 28th. In the majors. This is a team that needs some help. And this week they will be faced off with the red hot Phillies Monday, a 9:38 start. Christopher Sanchez versus Griffin Canning. Tuesday, surprise, 9:38. We got Spencer Turnbull back on the mound. The Phils made the announcement on Sunday. Turnbull's going to take another start in the rotation. He's going to face off with Tyler Anderson. The Phils look like they're going with a six-man rotation for now. We're going to try and sort things out next week. They do have an off day this week, so they don't even really need the six starters, but everybody's going to get a little extra rich, which really, that's not such a bad thing at this time of year, unless you are a Zach Wheeler fantasy owner and you see his starts go down a little bit. All right, finally, we're going to wrap this up on Wednesday at 4:07. There's the man, Zach Wheeler, is going to pitch on getaway day versus Patrick Sandoval, and the Phils will then be off before heading to the Giants for a weekend series, and we'll be back to talk to you about everything that happened in Anaheim and then look at the Giants series over the weekend on Friday. For now, have a great week. Everyone excited for the red hot Phils. Let's go. Let's get some more wins. Go Phils.